Hey.
Hmm?
Tell me another story.
Another one? I told a dozen.
Yeah, but it's your fault we're stuck in here.
I guess.
And you said you knew a lot of stories.
What about the rabbit one?
That was the first one you told me.
What about the god?
Yeah. And it took you 2 hours to get through it.
The kobold bard?
Yeah. Forgot how the ending went. And I still don't know what a kobold is either.
Drunk girl and jerk.
That was a story? I thought you just made that up out of the top of your head.
What about the guy and the cat?
That one was really depressing. And short. Don't you know any good stories?
You know what? You tell a freaking story.
Fine.
I'm serious.
Once upon a time, there was a... Let's see. If I can make this work at all... Once upon a time, I guess there was a fluffy, circle.
What's a circle?
I'm not really sure.
Well, did the circle thing have a name?
This circle's name was... Circle's name was Jevon... Becirgle.
That's
Jevon Becirgle.
That's horrible.
Shut up.
So where was this, thing?
Circle named Jevon? He was, he was in the desert mountains, hunting for food.
Don't you mean the desert?
No, the desert mountains.
That's retarded.
Well, shut the hell up. He was in the desert mountains, hunting for his favorite food, the elusive cherry weasel.
This is silly.
Probably.
Well, okay, whatever.
And then, suddenly, Jevon met a magical Bishunin demon holding a mysterious orb.
What?
Look, are you going to listen to the story or not?
Fine, so what did this thing do?
The demon... What did the demon do? The demon gave the fluffy Jevon... Jevon! Not the fluffy. Jevon, the orb, and promptly vanished. Well?
I can't really think of anything.
Suddenly Jevon heard voices in his head. They told him... What did they tell him? They told him... The voice told the fluffy to dance! And he did! Sort of.
I thought it had a J...
Kind of a silly little dance. You know...
I thought it had a J name.
Yeah. Well, Fluffy is his, some title. His title. Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
That sounds like a...
After dancing, the Fluffy
thing.
Decided to...
Well?
The Fluffy, on the advice of the mysterious... Orb voices decided to put on a skirt so as to attract more cherry weasels. Then the Fluffy realized he didn't have a skirt. He was kinda sad.
This sounds like a children's book.
What?
You know what I mean.
Are you just going to keep on like this the whole time?
Probably.
Whatever. So the Fluffy resolved to get a skirt. But how? Fluffy raised his weapon high and vowed not to rest until it had tracked down, vanquished, and made into his skirt a fearsome pie panther. Because, well,
oh,
he was
my
hungry.
God.
And he really wanted one of those cherry weasels.
I don't even know what to say.
After his dramatic gesture, huzzah! The Fluffy... The Fluffy charged into the nearest cave, prepared to unleash... his underhanded plan to suffocate a pie panther in his fluff so as to steal its weasel-attracting crust. Only, the Fluffy didn't realize pie panthers got quite this big. Oh, yeah, this is a very big pie panther.
What a descriptive language
very
you
big.
Have. Yeah.
Would you shut up already? You're the one who asked me to tell this.
Fine.
So then, the Fluffy opted to make the pie panther his noble steed. It worked. Some sense. Hopped into his head and stuff. However, the Fluffy now had a problem. He was clinging to an enraged Pie Panther for dear life.
Oh, God.
So then, after a brief bout of flipping out, whoa, the Fluffy decided to use his one definite advantage in his fight.